Thank you so much for joining us back for Word for Life Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman. Venkat has been telling us the story of being born and reared in India. But yet, Venkat, you had a grandmother that came to the Lord, trusted Christ, and became a real prayer warrior for God. But yet, your mom and dad were still Hindu, worshiping idols, things like that. And so you kind of found yourself caught in the middle. Your grandmother's telling you all these Bible stories. Your mom and dad are still wanting you to be a part of the Hindu tradition.
Yes, sometimes yes. The biggest hurdle will be the marriage.
Yeah.
If I keep on practicing the Hinduism, I can get married to any of the girl in my community who I like.
Right, exactly.
But if I get converted to Christianity, I might get married or I might not, because it's hard for my parents to choose a girl in my community that came from the same caste and those are converted to Christianity.
Exactly.
So I didn't get this until I'm ready for the marriage. And until that time, I was, okay, God is going to show some path for me to get married.
Now, when was it that you came to faith in Christ? At what age?
I keep listening to my grandmother when she was telling bedtime stories, and I keep asking her, okay, what God has done.
Okay.
And she keep on telling stories of David, Solomon, and how they trusted God and how they lifted them up. And I feel like, okay, those are very good stories. And I feel like, okay, I can listen one more time so I can get a nice sleep at night.
Right.
But I wasn't really paying attention what God has done to them in their life.
Yes.
And how they brought up from a small family's
insignificance.
Right.
Right.
So David,
right,
he became a king to
yes,
the whole nation.
Right.
Right. But I didn't pay much attention to what God can do in your life if you trust in Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Until I was 18 years old.
18.
18.
Were you through with your high school then?
Yes, I was through with the high school. And before going to join in the bachelor's program, I told my grandmother, okay, maybe I'm ready for getting baptized. So I'll be in the right path. So I'll not be changing my paths because I know who mm-hmm. God is.
Right.
And I got baptized in year 2000 when I was 18 years old.
Okay. And you knew you were going to be coming then to the United States for your bachelor's program?
No, I came for getting master's degree here.
Oh, you did your bachelor's there in India?
Yeah,
okay.
I did my bachelor's there in India.
Okay, all right.
So getting bachelor's degree, I had to go far away from home.
Okay.
So my grandmother told me, okay, you know how to behave when you are in Jesus Christ.
Right.
So I said, okay, I know everything. So I read Bible every day. I keep praying every day. I go to worship service. And I feel like that's the only part I have to do.
Okay.
So I feel like I'm doing at home, I can do at college as well.
Right.
There isn't any change for me for mm-hmm. not doing it. So I go back to school and I can see everybody are Hindus.
Right.
And mm-hmm. so am I.
Yeah.
But I stopped practicing Hinduism, but they didn't. None of my friends.
Exactly.
So
right.
I don't have any Christian friends at the time to go to the Sunday church.
Right.
Or to pray or to read the Bible.
So you're all alone?
Yeah, I'm all alone.
Mm-hmm.
So one day, early in the morning, I opened the Bible and one of my friends saw what I was reading.
Okay.
And they started not abusing, but they started laughing at me and they started making fun of me.
Sure.
So I feel like, okay, I don't want to be outcasted or mm-hmm. I don't want to be the person get busted by all the kids.
Right. Yeah.
So I quit reading the Bible at the time. So one day I was going to church with the Bible in my hand and some other friends saw me with the Bible in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
We were playing cricket at the time and they asked me, okay, why you are doing that? And they started making fun of me at the time.
Okay.
So I stopped carrying my Bible at the time.
Right.
So on Sunday afternoons, I have to report my grandmother on Sunday evening what was done or what was told in the church.
Because your grandmother was asking you every Sunday night, what did the preacher preach?
Right. So I have no choice. So I have to go and listen to the preacher, what he said Sunday afternoon,
okay,
so I can report my grandmother that night.
Right.
So I ride my little bicycle, go there, listen, and I come back. If some of my friends ask me, where did you go? I said, okay, I was with some of my friends, but I was not actually there. I was in the worship service.
Sure, right.
So this went on like that for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to be outcasted. So I want to be with my friends.
Right, exactly.
So I do all the things what they're doing. I go to movies on Sunday and Saturday. We went to movies whole day Saturday. We were outside along with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
I go to the temple, but I don't pray. I don't pray, but I walk into the temple. I walk around. I see what they're doing. But I know all the practices.
Right, sure.
So I know what they're doing. But I laugh inside myself. Okay, guys, you have to believe me what I'm telling. But if I start telling anything, they will say, okay, the preacher is here. He's going to preach us. And they're going to mock me.
Right.
So there isn't anything I can do because I was not matured enough to talk about anything
mm-hmm.
about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So that day passed and I'm done with my bachelor's and I came back home.
Okay.
I was searching for a job. For about 3 months, I didn't find a job. So all my friends are going out of country for getting their master's degree.
I see.
And my father asked me, are you willing to go to any of the countries to get your master's degree? I said, yeah, well, I will go. But I don't know how to go.
Mm-hmm.
I had to apply for the colleges and everything. I'm looking for the best colleges to apply in the United States.
Sure.
But the biggest hurdle is not getting the admission into the college, but it's getting the visa for getting to the United States.
Right.
I wasn't praying to God at the time to tell me, okay, what is the path you are going to show me so I can lead my life into?
What's your will, God?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
what's your will? But
mm-hmm.
I was happy because I was with my parents and they're feeding me. So everything is fine. One day my father told me, okay, it's enough. I'm not going to pay anything for you and you have to choose your life.
Well, now that's a wake-up call.
Yeah, that's a wake-up call.
Oof.
And I asked my friends, is there any openings in your company so I can join?
Yeah. Nothing.
Nothing. So with my bachelor's degree, I'm sure enough I'm not going to get a job because I didn't get enough score at the time for getting job into any of the local IT industry over there.
Okay.
So I don't have any choices left besides praying to God for giving me visa to come to United States so I can get a master's degree.
That's your only choice.
That's my only choice. And I tried out every possibility that I can get
mm-hmm.
to get a job, but none of them are existed for
mm-hmm.
me from any mm-hmm. of my friends or any of my family members.
Basically, God shut every door, didn't he?
Right.
Yes.
And I keep on preparing for the exams and everything, but I wasn't feeling very well while I'm studying. There is something I'm missing. I don't know what I'm missing. But wherever or whenever I find a disappointment in our life, one thing I used to do is pick up my phone, call my grandmother, pray for me.
Okay.
But I am not praying for myself to achieve my goals or will.
Exactly.
So I feel that I have to start praying to God. Otherwise, he's not going to
mm-hmm.
give me any of the opportunities.
Right.
So for about 8 months, I started reading Bible almost 4 to 5 hours a day.
Mm.
And in 8 months, I almost read the New Testament.
Right.
And I keep on remembering my grandmother's stories, what she told me
mm-hmm.
when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep praying to God, okay, God, you have done a lot of miracles. And show me one good miracle in my life.
Okay.
So that is going to be my biggest testimony in my life.
Okay.
Right. I don't want my grandmother's testimony in my life. I want my
right.
own testimony
right.
so I can
right.
share it to other people.
Because you can't live on your grandmother's faith.
Right.
You have to have your own faith.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, miraculously, it was Isaiah 51:6, I believe. God didn't talk to me till now, but he keep on talking through the verses. So if I'm disappointed or if I'm under peer pressure or anything,
yeah.
if I go to the church, that
right.
message is like,
mm-hmm.
coming to me, okay, I'm there for you. You don't have to be disappointed at all.
Right.
So one night, my grandmother was praying for me. God talked to my grandmother about what he is going to do in my life. But she didn't tell me that God is going to do a miracle in your life. But she keep on telling me, okay, keep on praying. You're going to see God going to do some miracle in your life. So
okay.
I got the visa. I came here.
You got the visa.
I got the visa.
That was a miracle right there, wasn't it?
That was the biggest miracle.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I was standing in the line when I'm getting visa. In front of me, there is a person who got the admission in different college in the United States. But
okay.
he didn't get the visa at the time.
Oh.
So it was a big line
mm-hmm.
In front of me. I was standing at the far behind of the lane.
Okay.
I know that lady. She is old lady in the visa center.
The lady that's in charge of the
right.
where you're waiting.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I know about that lady before I walk into that office. She's going to reject anybody who is coming to that window, no matter what.
Wow.
So I was like, okay, there are like 6 counters. If you go to this counter, that's it. Doesn't matter what kind of documentation you have and doesn't matter what eligibility you have, she's going to reject the visa. That's it, period.
Wow.
She's not going to ask any questions. She's just going to take your passport and stamp it, reject it.
That's
it. I was like looking at her. I told myself, okay, God, you have to do miracle. Otherwise, I don't know what my choices are. I cannot go back home like this.
Right.
And you have to show me some miracle so
sure.
I can stand in front of everybody saying that God has done some miracles in my life. Otherwise, I'll be going back to zero.
Wow. And of course, all of your friends who do not know Christ,
they got the visa and they were outside the country.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And they can ask me over the phone, okay, you trust in God, but you didn't get visa. But
where's your visa? Yeah.
And that's why you have to come back. So I was praying at the time, okay, God, do something for me. Do something for me.
Okay.
And I was all nervous and I was all sweaty at the time. And thinking about looking at that lady, I was like so disappointed. Things are running in my head. How can I face my family?
Mm-hmm.
And how can I face my friends? And I can hear a voice next to me. They were calling me. They don't know my name. They were calling me, hey, you have to be in the other lane, not this lane, because you crossed the limit. There need to be only 15 to 16 people standing in that line.
Oh.
You have to be on the other lane. So I was just looking who she is calling, and she was pointing to me.
I see.
And she's saying, okay, jump to the other lane.
Get out of that line.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know where to go.
Okay.
Right? So I don't know which counter you have to go
right.
to get your visa done.
Right.
So I was looking through which counter I should go.
Yeah.
Immediately, there was a counter that was opened.
Okay.
And that visa officer was calling, hey, come here, come here.
Talking to you.
Talking to me. And he said, come over here.
Oh, my goodness.
I was standing there, and he asked me, okay, show me your passport and show me your documents.
Right.
And he didn't ask me any other question besides, where are you going?
Okay.
What major you are getting?
Yeah.
That's it. And he said, you got your visa.
Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lord. What a way to have God answer your prayer. Oh, I'm sorry, we have too many people on this line. Go to that line.
Yes.
You know, Venkat, that is God's way of showing you, yes, I answer your grandmother's prayers, but I also answer your prayers. And next time we get together, I just want you to continue the story of what God is teaching you, because these are some awesome, awesome lessons. If you're praying about something that seems impossible, friends, just keep on praying till light breaks through. Till the next time, may the Lord bless you.